Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Don Miller. So speaking of your community support and the things you've done locally, now that you've grown the footprint of GISA so much, how do you balance your community support, not just here, but also underneath the full umbrella of all the markets you serve?
Sure. A starting point is really as we look at, okay, where are we spending our outreach and marketing dollars? For example, in 2022, we would look at, okay, we have 80,000 members in this part of the state and 20,000 here. So we can just take some basic ratios and say, okay, we kind of rule of thumb, mm-hmm. we'd start with allocating based on those ratios. But we also have high school affinity cards. Now we have them clear across the state. We have them in Western Washington as well. We have the local heroes cards, which has been widely accepted and very enthusiastically from our members. And with all of those cards, we carve out a little money every time one of those cards is swiped. And we donate that back to the communities and the local heroes programs and the high schools that participate. So that's a kind of an easy rule of thumb as well. How many cards, let's say it's fire. How many fire cards do we have issued in Spokane? How mm-hmm. many do we have in the Seattle area? How many in southeastern Washington? And our members get to help us decide where we're going to make those donations because they're using those cards. And so those dollars then we're able to designate and allocate back at the local community.
So what's next for GISA, either locally or outside of our area?
You know, certainly a little background. As I mentioned, I've been to credit union a long time. In 1987, there were 16,500 credit unions approximately across the country. Wow. Today, there's a little over 5,000. What happened to all those? Well, the majority of those credit unions were small. Mm-hmm. And as technology has came into play, it's great, and we all love technology, but it's also expensive. And so to have branches, because people still like to come into branches, we have a lot of activity in our branches, and we need to supply all the technology. So, and as the industry has evolved, it's gotten more and more expensive to operate in the industry, and you need more resources. So the smaller credit unions, the vast majority of them merged away, and in the banking industry, the numbers are pretty mm-hmm. comparable, and they were bought out or closed down. So as CEO of the credit union, and I know working with the board and management team, we're believers that you got to continually grow and expand on a profitable basis. It's not about wanting to have bragging rights, sure. I guess, if you will, as being large, but it's just it's practicality. Mm-hmm. It's expensive to operate. You want to provide the members the products and services they want and desire, and that all takes investment. And so we want to continue to grow profitably. We have membership, as I said, in Northern Idaho and Oregon already. And so while we don't have any branches there yet today, mm-hmm. certainly we have members in those sure. parts of the country already. So, I think we'll just continue to do what we've been doing, looking outward and where it makes sense, investing in new communities as members start to come to us and continue to expand and grow.
Well, Don, we want to wrap this up with what we call our quick three.
Okay.
I'm going to give you three questions, and you give us your rapid-fire answer.
Okay.
What's your favorite local restaurant?
I like Mexican food, so it's not uncommon. My wife and I stopped by Inca's there on Leslie Engage.
Us too. Best salsa in town, I think.
Yeah, I do. I really like their salsa.
Where's your favorite vacation or getaway?
My family and my kids are grown now, but as they grew up, going to Disneyland or Disney World was really fun for them. And so I think there's just so many memories there. That's yep. probably our go-to.
And what's the best job you've ever had other than CEO of GISA?
Well, I've held lots of positions at GISA. So career-wise, my entire professional career has been here at the credit union. And so I've gotten the opportunity to do lots of different things there. So certainly that's my first love. Growing up, I grew up on the farm. So I did farm work and I worked for various farmers. And I have really fond memories of some of those old-time farmers mm-hmm. and the journey that they had that before us, and I have very fond memories of that.
Well, Don, I want to thank you for coming in, and thank you for sharing your Tri-Cities Hometown Story.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rob.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth, brought to you by your local Sun Pacific Energy Shell Sun Market stores.